We've already spent a lot of time on what and how to stress in English speech. Now it's time to consider what and how not to stress, and this too is very important. There are four levels of stress in English, but we don't need to worry so much about those. When we speak in English sentences, we put the most stress on the most important words, the adjectives and nouns, the main verbs, and the adverbs. And we stress those words by saying them with more force, and by changing the pitch of the word, and by pronouncing the most stressed vowel very clearly, and by saying the stressed word or syllable for a longer time. We normally don't stress the little function words, the words that are necessary for grammar, but are less necessary for meaning. We normally don't stress prepositions, pronouns, helping verbs, and little words like and the. When we don't stress a word or syllable, we say it with less force, and we don't pronounce the vowel clearly. In fact, we give this unclear vowel a special separate name. We call it schwa. This vowel is not high and not low and not front and not back. It's not anything in particular. It's just a very neutral, unclear vowel. Listen, can you hear the differences in stress? One of the people. Mouse on the roof. Can you hear that some vowels are not clear? One of the people. Mouse on the roof. Take a bite. Explain his position. One of the last remaining examples. Over to his mother's house. Under every desk. Not stressing is very important in English. If you stress a word or a syllable too much, if you pronounce unstressed vowels too clearly, you'll confuse the natives.